we have got the one, the only, my bestie, Danny Miller. Yay. Woo! You've been busy.
Yeah, well, in terms of, I'm guessing you mean children-wise.
I want to talk a bit about Emmerdale.
Again, I was sort of 16, having to sort of, like, sort of bend over in front of this casting director, which now, looking back on it, sounds... Well, it sounds like, you know, you probably should be investigating.
Sounds like a Saturday night for me.
Not going to do this storyline with anybody else. If you don't want to do it, we won't do it. But I think we need to educate the world. So the idea was that this tough, chavvy lad was just happened to be gay. I remember having a phone call from Paul O'Grady, right? Hiya, Danny, it's Paul here. That's Paul O'Grady's impression. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bette Midler. And I went... And I thought it was a joke, and I turned around, so she walks down the stairs, and she's like this queen of things. I've got goosebumps.
I've got a funny story about Stella Black.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to do with that. What kind of reaction were you hoping for? Yeah, I think the whole idea for the sort of short-term future, long-term, I don't know, we never get told these things genuinely, is just sort of like trying to bat off his real love for Robert because he'd already picked John, which happens to be his brother, his long-lost brother, which sounds like a soap, really. So, yeah, it is.
What we've found in the news is that Corey and Emmerdale potentially are all going to collide.
Yeah.
What do you know about that?
And he's got, he had no choice, and I don't blame him. He just went, it was my job, all yours, and I've got kids. He just went there and he showed it us, and we had this. So then we got taken up to work, we got an official warning. Do you want a kiss?